flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
As the Commanders prepare this offseason to protect Jaden Daniels, what are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Kondori & Murad, will help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Tomorrow on this show, Davey Martinez will be joining us, the skipper of the Nats, at 2:25. And we'll also be giving away one final pair of tickets to see Rod Stewart at Merriweather at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz. So a nice, busy first half of the show tomorrow already lined up for you here on Grant and Danny. By the way, I just heard Byron talking about this in the update. I've been watching a couple of games worth of highlights that have been posted by Nate Tyson, some other folks today on Twitter, of Travis Hunter at corner. I'm not surprised at all that he's going to the combine as a corner, because I think it's much easier for him to play full-time on the defensive side of the ball and then mix in for plays here and there and like package play on offense as a wide receiver, because he's not going to play 100% of the time on both sides of the ball. This isn't high school, and it just – I don't know that it can be done in terms of the physical toll on your body. But if you're going to go out and play, let's say, 60, 65 snaps at corner, you might be able to run 10, 15, 17, 18 snaps on offense, and maybe they could, of those 10 or 12 snaps, get you 4 to 6 touches. That would not surprise me.
Yeah, I think there's something to that, right? I mean, think of the Deion Sanders or Champ Bailey playing when those guys would line up on offense. If you major in offense, right, so let's say you do it the other way, 65 snaps at wide receiver – are you really playing 20 snaps a corner? It doesn't feel right. I don't know why.
Well, also, how doesn't. Like, when do you mix me in? Yeah. How do you do it? Is it third and long? Are there obvious passing downs? Like, to me, it gets harder to dictate that. Also, like, the offense is dictating personnel to some extent. Mm-hmm. So even if I'm going to be playing certain plays, they could go, you know, heavy personnel, 12 or 13 or something, and be running the ball on me, right? So I think there's a lot of different ways, Danny, where, like, they can – essentially keep Travis Hunter out of a rhythm defensively, if that makes sense.
It certainly does. And not necessarily that a team would dictate their entire offensive plan based on not having him on the field at certain points, but I think your point stands, though, right? Where is he most valuable? As an offensive weapon you sprinkle and as a full-time defender, or the other way around? Interesting philosophical discussion, but it sounds like the choice has been made, and he's a cornerback that also might run some routes for you.
A lot of NFL news today. The Jets moving on from Aaron Rodgers. This means a $49 million dead cap hit.
Oh.
So here is where we're at on the Rodgers-Jets marriage. Their divorce going final today. They're going to pay $49 million to get rid of Aaron Rodgers in dead money. They gave up 2 second-round picks and $75 million just to employ Rodgers.
Oh.
Then he said, well, I want Lazard, Cobb, and Boyle, among others. But we'll stop at the contracts of Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, and Tim Boyle, as you have to kind of appease him at that time. Then another third-round pick and $11.6 million for Davante Adams, which is going to end up being a half season of, you know, fairly underproductive Davante Adams that meant nothing in a bad year. Then you're going with a year plus of Nathaniel Hackett as your OC. Obviously, they had to end up changing their play caller and firing a coach. And you won five games for all of that. Five. A complete nightmare.
There's not a lot that's equaled that. Because it's not just, I mean, people say, well, what about this? There have been plenty of bad signings and bad trades. That's sports, right? You take a swing, you miss, whatever, right? Whether it's
every team has their Haynesworth signing.
Right, and there's dozens. I mean, the NBA has one a week, it seems like. But there's something different about, not only are we handing this dude the keys to the kingdom, but the entire direction, tone, tenor, coaching staff, personnel, everything under the sun is dictated towards maximizing and appeasing this person for some of the worst results you could ever imagine. Three plays or two plays, whatever it was in his first year. That's not his fault necessarily. That's just, you know, horrible luck. That's very Jets, just Jetsing. And then this year, even though, by the way, he threw for 28 touchdowns and 11 picks, it wasn't like, you know, beyond anemic, but you just sort of look up and nothing looked right. Nothing was right. He wasn't right. The offense wasn't right. Whether the league has caught on or who knows what, where, when, why, and how. An epic disaster that has left them, again, with a $49 million dead cap hit. That's insane. That's a top 10 paid player not playing for you.
You got all of the high maintenance worst parts of doing business with a future Hall of Fame quarterback and none of the good stuff.
None of it.
You know, it's like, you know, you did all of the stuff that you were supposed to do that's a giant pain in the ass because at the end of it, there's some gold in this rainbow. But there was nothing. It's the Goonies, man. You get to the end of the tunnel and the ship's already, you know, going out of the cave into the ocean. There was nothing for you. One-Eyed Willie kept his jewels, bro. This is the, well, I'm going to look up tonight if there's ever been a team that wasted more money going down a path for 2 years that blew up in their face.
I mean, I can't think of it. Because, again, there have been, people are going to only point to bad signings.
Right.
The whole point of this conversation is not just a bad trade or a bad signing.
Rodgers was the bad signing, and it was actually a trade because it was picks, which is worse than a bad signing because they signed him and traded for him. But you're talking about because you have him, he now needs his guys to feel comfortable. So now you're signing Lazard and Cobb and Boyle you probably wouldn't have otherwise. Then you're talking about going and getting Adams. And you're talking about Hackett. Like there was a whole operation that he
ran. Aaron Rodgers' solar system that you had to employ. Unbelievable. And that's
fine.
And there's also stuff behind the scenes too, I'm sure. You know, where like this trainer or this guy to do the nutrition and this massage guy, this room cleansing Zen person with the right incense. I'm sure you had to do a bunch of stuff behind the scenes that we won't find out about for a while.
Crazy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you seen Dan Orlovsky put on the like Oculus goggles or whatever they are?
Yes.
It's
goofy to look at, but then when you see the visuals of what he's saying, it's cool.
Well, seeing him wearing the goggles is hysterical.
Yeah.
Looks very nerdy and like, what's happening here? But to your point, you see the screen, and he is wearing basically this equipment that allows him to see exactly what the quarterback saw on the play. And then you see that from the first-person view, and you get to go inside the play, basically. It's really amazing technology. I mean, it's going to change the way we evaluate, I think, not only quarterback performance, but performance in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think it'll give a perspective to listeners and to you and I and broadcasters of how complicated this is, which I think is actually a really healthy thing.
I tend to agree. I mean, it's easy to say from my couch, the guy's open. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to remember the name of the play, where I'm yelling at Pat Mahomes because there was a guy open in the near flat if you'd seen him right away, when I'm sure that, like, everything about the defense and the read took him in seven other directions that wasn't just flipping it out to like Samaje Perine or something, you know? And like you start to see and appreciate when you actually not even the all 22 view, but like inside the quarterback's eyes, right? That view from out there, what he saw, why, when, where, and how. Fascinating.
Well, the founder of that equipment is Troy Jones, who actually played quarterback at Maryland. And I caught up with him at the Super Bowl to talk not only about his technology and what it's already provided, but where it's headed. And specific to Jaden Daniels, which I think is what our audience cares a lot about, like VR and football and that marriage and what could be coming down the pike. A really, really intriguing guy. But I started the conversation by asking him about Orlovsky's ability on NFL Live to use this equipment that he founded.
So me and my co-founder, Andrew Hawkins, founded the company officially in 2020. We did first actually start as a training company. So to your point, when you talk about what we're doing with ESPN now, it's full circle in the sense of being able to help people learn the game and see the game from the player perspective, right? We're two former athletes, all played in the league. I was a Division I quarterback. So to be able to create technology that helps enhance the game and drives innovation, you know, we're living our dream.
It's absolutely incredible. So how did this start? I mean, did you guys have the idea this would be something that would be beneficial and see it being used in different avenues? Or did you have to like actually come up with the technology? Like, how did this all come about?
Yeah, great question. So Hawk and I met in 2017 when, in my first company, we were helping NFL teams simulate reps virtually. So we would take the next gen stats player tracking data, recreate plays and simulation of the plays. And then the Baltimore Ravens were our first client. They were using it to simulate walkthroughs. So Hawk saw that article. We connected, hit it off. Immediately had the same vision. He was working on his version of Status Pro at the time, and really just we bonded over the fact that we wanted to just innovate the sport through our experience, right? Obviously, he went to the professional level, but you know that journey as an athlete is very parallel when you talk about going from youth to high school to college to pro. So we just were bonding over our experiences, our unique journeys, and then we just said, man, if we could build a company where we really just leverage our experience as athletes to innovate and drive innovation for fans and athletes from a gaming, media, you know, training standpoint, we could build something that truly is a culmination of our life's experience, right? A culmination of everything we experienced in life. So we saw that opportunity, obviously started this training, eventually pivoted to a game, and then now brought something to life in media that's getting a lot of attention.
Troy Jones, he a Terp.
Yeah.
Maryland,
yes.
Now doing big things in the technology industry with Status Pro. So I mentioned I saw Dan Orlovsky using this technology. That was the first time I'd seen him with the goggles on and the VR. Is that right now, like publicly, the way that this is used? Obviously, yeah. We'll talk about the team side, but as a fan, in what ways can I kind of benefit from it at this moment? Are we not there yet?
Yeah. So as a fan, what you have available right now is NFL Pro Air. So it's the first licensed NFL game in virtual reality. It's the top sports games in VR, one of the top games in VR overall. But to your point, when we launched the visualizer with Dan Orlovsky and ESPN this fall, we saw this interest of fans of wanting to appreciate and see the game from that first-person perspective. So you can imagine a future where instead of a full deep gaming experience and wanting someone to sit down for four quarters to play, we immerse you in like a gamified highlight, right? So it's like you see Dan break down this play, tell you what's happening, then what does it look like for you at home, and then pick up the headset and experience that play as the quarterback, but then also try it, right?
And he's literally like, for people who haven't seen it, he's turning his head, he sees the receivers, you're literally on the field. Yeah. Wearing the helmet.
Yep, on the field, wearing it, like you're in the headset, feeling like you're in the game on the field with the players. The speed, everything is can be very similar. We obviously bring it down just because obviously we're all not pros, but it's a true one-to-one. It's the closest you're going to get to playing in the NFL if you haven't played in the NFL, and that's what we felt from the beginning, and that's why we were excited to bring this to life.
So as far as teams go,
yeah,
are teams buying this now and using it and to get mental reps?
Yeah, we've had teams using it since 2017, yeah. Teams that swear by it. You know, obviously no one's put out the article to the, you know, to bring that visibility to the level that Jaden Daniels has, yeah. But this isn't a technology that teams have been exploring for a while. You've seen different levels of adoption, but what I think is as players get younger, you know, the younger generations, they learn by playing games. I think that there's more interest from coaches to use innovative technology, and I think Jaden, what he's done, and you look at him obviously giving VR credit to helping him prepare, I think this is going to be a technology that everyone needs, and eventually how everyone learns their sport and gets mental reps.
So how similar is what you've created and you're talking about now to what Jaden Daniels is, yeah, using out of Germany with this husband-wife company that, yeah, kind of have no idea what they're sitting on?
Yeah, I think, again, obviously never trying their product for hands-on. I've been in the space for 8 years and have a good familiarity with what's out there. I think for us, because we took the gaming route, and, you know, we're a venture-backed company, we have partners like the NFL, Meta, Google, we have genuinely a AI simulation that can take not only plays and recreate scenarios, but can truly run a simulation and have players behave the way that they will on the field. So I think that what Jaden's using, and historically what you've seen in the space, like when we first started, is us just creating plays for the teams from their playbook and kind of doing a lot of pre-snap work, a little bit post-snap work, but everything driven by the way it's drawn up, if you will, right? So like, yeah, like a sketch of a coach. But what we have at Status Pro, because we built a video game, is the AI simulation on top of that. So now you can run different scenarios and have players behave, disguise, and the system can learn in a way that that, you know, is unique to us, I think, just because of what we built and launched as a commercial standpoint. So for us, we're really excited to double down in that area and really expand. For us, all ships rise with the tide, so we respect what the company based in Germany has done. Cognolize, I believe, is their name. You know, so, you know, again, we just want everyone to believe and see the value in VR. So, you know, for us, we're truly athletes, so where we control what we control and try to be the best version of ourselves. So we don't necessarily pay too much in terms of who else is in the space. We just want people to believe in VR and see that this can help athletes. So that's a win. And, you know, best of luck to that company. And we'll continue to just do what we're doing and build on top of what we're doing. But we're true believers in the technology as a whole.
Troy Jones. So one more on this. Just curious. So in terms of, you know, Jaden's usage here in D.C., obviously it's been an obsession of ours,
yeah,
because he swears by this.
Yeah.
And he really says part of why he became the quarterback prospect he did, had, yeah, the year that he did, is he does this daily for hours.
Yeah.
You're a good person to ask. Like, what is he actually doing?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't really had that explained to me in terms of the prep. Supposedly Cliff Kingsbury loads something on there for him in terms, yeah, of game plan and defensive coverages.
Yeah.
Like, can you kind of give me an idea of what he's doing?
Yeah. I can give you an idea of what we did back in 2017. Essentially what you're having is a team being able to take their playbooks, right? So say if you have a smash concept, which is a universal football concept, passing concept that teams run, and you want to see that concept against a cover two, a cover three, cover four, and man. And essentially what you're going to do is, okay, if I have the smash concept against a cover four, where should I go with the ball, right? And you're going to get reps of seeing all the different versions of cover four you might see, so you go through your progression. But then you're going to switch it and say, okay, what about cover two? And then you want to show the different versions of cover two.
Do you know in advance what coverage you're going to get?
I think that varies on the technology. Okay. I think for us, again, when I say we have the simulation, that's what I'm alluding to. We have, our engine has the ability to essentially adapt to you the same way a real football team will, because it's AI powered, right? So it won't just let you throw the hitch on cover four every single time. It's going to recognize that, okay, he's taking that, so I might run cover four, but my corners might press and make it look like cover two, right? But they'll bail, and then that may change where the quarterback has to go with the ball, right?
So that's, you're playing against AI.
Yeah, so exactly. So I think that that's the unique differentiator for us. But historically, just because of the resources it takes to build something like that, like, you know, companies have just stuck to these on rails, is the universal term that we use, to where we just redesign plays. But
you
adding
guys have
AI,
the ability, sure, I think Jaden does that helped him a lot, is he plays faster than real time.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah,
he speeds it up, I was reading, to like 2.0.
Yeah.
And so, like, in the game, which everyone says, oh, the game's so fast. Well, for him, it feels slower, because all, yeah, week long, It was going faster.
Yeah. I'm sure that speed helps simulate it. Again, defenses in the NFL, though, they disguise so well, and they switch things up. So I'm sure that it ends up leveling off for him. But when you watch Jaden play, I mean, the way the command he has on the offense, the he just always knows where to go with the ball. You can see that those reps are helping him, because the game is moving at a slower pace than it does for most rookies. And that's glaring if you watch his tape. So it makes sense.
Status Pro.
Yes.
I guess I'll just end with this. I mean, where are we headed with this technology and sports? Yeah. And 10 years from now, what are we going to be talking about?
10 years from now, I believe Status Pro would have defined, you know, first person sports, you know, for XR. What does that mean? So when you think about what we're doing with Dan Orlovsky, we've allowed fans to see the game from the first person perspective, the players on the field. I think that will be a way in which a lot of fans want to consume the sport. So imagine watching it today, but then you want to say, oh, I'm going to see that play again, but from how it looks. So when Saquon Barkley has that sick run, you can see, like, wow, what does it look like from Saquon's perspective, Jalen's, as well as the defender.
That'll be part of the telecast?
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, it'll be a part of just broadcast media in general. I think they'll give you access to the first-person perspective. I think from a game standpoint, you're going to be experiencing and living highlights. And from a training standpoint, I think every athlete will use this to get mental reps and prepare for the game and help improve their sports.
It's amazing. Troy Jones, local gentleman, done well. Thank you so much for the time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Former Maryland Terrapins quarterback Troy Jones on Grant and Danny, VR and football coming together more and more, and it's just getting started. Our quarterback in town, Jaden Daniels, the epicenter, kind of all of it too, which is very, very cool. Tomorrow on Grant and Danny, we're going to be joined by Nats manager Davey Martinez right around 2:25, live from West Palm Beach. We got a lot of things to ask him about his ball club this season, and we will do that tomorrow when he joins us in our first hour, so make sure you are listening then. For our producers, Toby and Darius, and for Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. Thanks so much for making the show part of your day. Means a lot. Have a lovely, safe evening. We will talk again at 2 right here on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.